The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cops in Houston arrested an Army vet. He's accused of killing a boy that played Ding Dong Ditch.
Police say 11-year-old Julian Guzman and other kids had been ringing doorbells and running away Saturday night as a prank in a neighborhood in southeast Houston. They say one of the people in that neighborhood chased the boys down the street and opened fire. Guzman was shot and killed.
We do have a very good witness telling us the two boys knocked on the blue house for the third time. The homeowner was waiting in the shadows on the side of his house. After that, he ran after the young men down the street.
Investigators say there are no indications that the shooting could have been justified as self-defense. They have arrested 42-year-old Gonzalo Leon Jr. on a charge of murder. He's being held without bond. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You might remember last month in Frisco, three teams pulled the same prank, and when they ran, the homeowner opened fire and hit their car as they sped off. No one's hurt. Frisco police now charging that man with assaults. Romanian national held by Homeland Security on multiple charges in North Texas as well as around the country.
Plano police were alerted to a malfunctioning ATM machine and upon investigation found that a suspect had placed a cash-trapping device over the cash dispenser, allowing him to steal money. Officer Jerry Minton with Plano PD says the suspect is wanted in several locations.
He was wanted out of Hungary by the Hungarian police for drug offenses and also out of Canada for 56 warrants for the same type of fraud.
He was arrested in the Houston area by Texas DPS. He's being held in the Montgomery Processing Center in Conroe, Texas. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We're going in-depth on cash trapping coming up at 5:10. The state's out with a warning about a new drug popping up at some stores.
7-O is the shortened name of a psychoactive compound found in low levels in kratom. 7-O is the concentrated form, and it's being sold as liquid powder and gummies in vape shops and gas stations. Chris Van Jusen with the Texas Department of State Health Services says it might be marketed as a pain remedy or to reduce anxiety.
This isn't a product that's been proven to assist with any of those things. It's not, hasn't been FDA tested or FDA approved. And so at this point, it's really something we recommend people stay away from.
So far this year, the Texans Poison Center Network has gotten 192 reports of exposures involving kratom or other products containing 7-O from the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
506, a wreck involving four cars in Tarrant County causes three people to die on Labor Day. It happened near Crowley along FM 1187. When deputies got to the scene, they found four cars. Lots of people hurt. Three people died at the scene. Two others went to the hospital. They're critical. Sheriff's Department is still trying to figure out what happened. That nasty primary between our Senator John Cornyn and the Attorney General Ken Paxton, it just got nastier.
Attention. Do you know Ken Paxton? Did you work for him? Get paid by him.
Senator Cornyn's campaign has launched KenStoppers.com, a website dedicated for people to post anonymous tips about questionable activity from Attorney General Ken Paxton. A drop-down bar includes categories of adultery, financial fraud, abuse of power, and pay for play. Paxton has said that Cornyn has betrayed President Trump and that it is Paxton who falls more in line with the president's agenda. Initial polling had Paxton leading by a wide margin, but newer polls have Cornyn closing the gap. The 2026 Republican primary is in March. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some supporters for Johnson County Sheriff Adam King are rallying tonight. It's come less than a week after an announcement that he himself got busted in a couple of felonies of corrupt influence and a misdemeanor, abuse of office. He's accused of harassment. His attorney says his supporters are going to rally at the Cleburne Conference Center. He put himself on leave after the grand jury indicted him last week. Texas Rangers also launching an investigation in June.
And now I guess TikTok has just discovered it. And so the kids they're going out and doing it. This happened, but they did it on a homeowner who came charging out with a gun and opened fire. And an 11-year-old boy was hit. He died the next day at the hospital. And new developments in this story now. So we're going to bring in News Nation's Xavier Walton. He's with us right now.
Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend. And you know what? This story, it's honestly sad because you think about the fact that this young man, 11 years old, we just found out, his name. And we're starting to learn a little bit more about, who this 11-year-old was. for everyone listening. I mean, family describes him as a kind-hearted, energetic child who was literally just playing ding-dong ditch with his friends. And, I played that game when I was a kid. It was harmless, or so you thought. Police just announcing, too, they've arrested 42-year-old Gonzalo Leon Jr., charged with murder in the fatal shooting of this 11-year-old. You know, detectives actually talked to him. So this happened late Saturday night, just before midnight. I want to say it was around 11 p.m. And then they actually, let him go. And after some more investigation, they ended up arresting him and charging him with murder. This was yesterday, but yesterday was Labor Day, and we had just gotten this new information from police, from Harris County courts, really within the last couple of hours. So we're just starting to dig into who this guy was. But that night, over the weekend, they went into his house. They executed a search. He had several firearms. He had, several rifles. Witnesses say the kids rang the doorbell and then ran. Investigators say the kids were about a block away when they were hit, or when the young man was hit, the 11-year-old was hit in the back. Obviously, he was taken to area hospital where he later died. So, it's a harmless game, but in this case, it turned tragic, and it is honestly gut-wrenching for that family, and you feel for them. And, even his friends traumatized, I'm sure.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the homeowner. What did he say? Did he just think something more serious was happening?
Well, and that's the other thing. Investigators on the scene said, according to them, it didn't seem like a self-defense claim was going to hold up here, and he would likely be charged with murder. And that's because these kids were, down the street, down the block, already making a run for it. No word yet on, exactly what this homeowner was thinking, if he thought that he was in some sort of imminent danger. I mean, the kids were running away. The young man who was shot and killed, his injuries, he was shot in the back. So it wasn't like they were charging him or anything like that. And I'm not a doctor. I'm really just reporting to you guys what police have given to us at this point. But you know what? They questioned him. So investigators, I'm sure they have much more information that we are not privy to, and that it's going to come out eventually. As of right now, I know he had some procedural stuff in court earlier this morning. I think it was right around 9. That wasn't televised, wasn't, for the public. But I believe Wednesday or Thursday, whenever his initial appearance is set, because there's so much public interest in the story, guys, I think we're going to actually have cameras, or at least be able to, stream the initial appearance for the 42-year-old Gonzalo Leon Jr.
Yeah, and I think the key phrase there that you said was if you feel you're in imminent danger. Texas is one of, I believe it's 28 states where you have the right to defend your property with a gun.
Absolutely.
If you feel there is some sort of imminent danger. So I don't know whether this guy has a leg to stand on legally, but we got a text a little while ago from someone saying that one of the things with his new version of Ding Dong Ditch is occasionally, not in every case, it's more than just knocking and ringing the doorbell. They'll kick on the door and bang really loudly. And I don't know. Did police say, was it just literally a ring and run, or have police commented on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Everything that I've heard so far from police, and there are different variations of this, right? So the one that you and I are talking about now is the Ding Dong Ditch prank from back in the day. Very simple. That's the one that police have described that these kids were doing out in East Houston. The trend that we're talking about is a little more aggressive when you're talking about on TikTok. That's it's transformed into the door kick challenge. And that's one that nationwide police are warning parents and kids, don't do this, because, if you come across the wrong person, they may think you are trying to burglarize the home and as a result, defend themselves. And you just mentioned the case in Frisco is a little different, obviously different outcome. There have been other cases. There was one in Virginia where someone died, one in California from a couple years ago. This case in particular in East Houston with this 11-year-old boy who was shot and killed, I believe, according to police, it was just a ring the doorbell and run. And that's what they were doing in the neighborhood. That's what witnesses say. This was not the door kick challenge, which is very similar to the ding dong dish challenge, which honestly, that's where it came from. But needless to say, at this point, a prank, harmless prank, has turned deadly in Houston.
That's tragic. Xavier, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Good information. Xavier Walton with News Nation with us here on KRLD. Always get good stuff from the X-Man. Bill Belichick, now new coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. His team got off to a good start last night, scored a touchdown on their first drive against TCU.
Yeah, I really thought that, they're going to just dominate this game. But
Then it got ugly.
Yeah.
For North Carolina, anyway. The Frogs scored the next 41 points. And they won the game 48-14. Got so bad that up in the booth, Kirk Herbstreit, he had to turn things over to his new dog, Peter.
You got the board right here. Here's the clicker. You worked the clicker here.
You call the rest of the last 2 minutes.
It's all you, kid.
Look at this.
This is the 2 minute timeout.
Hey, give me a headset.
Jeez.
Well, the wheels are off.
It's definitely even.
Put the headsets on that golden retriever.
Yeah.
You could hear him. After the game, TCU coach Sonny Dykes. He's pretty happy.
The thing I was really proud of our guys about was, you know, North Carolina comes out and drives it right down the field and goes up 7-0. And, you know, our guys never blinked. You know, I told the guys before we left the hotel today that I was really felt like they were prepared well. They had done a great job of doing everything we'd asked them to do and felt had a lot of confidence that they would go out and play well. And thought we did overall for the most part. You know, a lot of things we got to get cleaned up, tons of mistakes. But it was, you know, we talked a lot about in the offseason about being a physical football team and needing to run the football. And, you know, I thought we did that. I think we ran for 258. And so it's something that we needed to do and proud of our guys for preparing to do it.
And never underestimate the power of motivation.
Look, I think we all felt a little disrespected. You know, there was a lot of conversation about this game and none of it was about us. And so I you know, I don't pay much attention to that stuff. And the little amount of attention that I pay, you know, I felt that way, you know, personally. And I think our players certainly felt that way. So, you know, I did that make any difference? Probably not. You know, our guys started preparing for this game, you know, in January. And so anyway, that was, but I think it gave us a little extra motivation and certainly, you know, guys were charged up and excited to play.
And as for Belichick, he was his usual chatty self.
Obviously we have a lot of work to do. You know, we need to do a better job all the way around, coaching, playing, all three phases of the game. Just wasn't up to what it needs to be, and I know we're a lot better than that. So we'll need to, you know, need to work on those things and show it on Saturday and a quick turnaround. But, you know, give TCU credit. They came in and did a good job, and they were clearly a better team tonight. You know, they deserved to win, and they did it decisively.
I wonder what his girlfriend thought of it.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking about that. No. We're not talking about that TCU game.
Next up for the Frogs, they get their home opener Saturday night against Abilene Christian. I don't know what the spread is on this game, but ESPN Analytics gives TCU a 98.4% chance of winning. That seems a little low to me.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.